Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Play? Some of them are big. But listen. Hey, Stefanski, you're right, man. Like, people do move up there and they become Kings fans. I hear you. But you know what? That's the reality of life. People switch. They're front runners, bandwagons. Those of us that sat there through the Cohan days, like, we get it. Like, yeah, jump off the bandwagon. You got to wait for a dynasty. We got our dynasty. But
thanks, Matt.
See what happens with these refs tonight. That's what they said.
Hey, thanks, Matt. I'm sorry. The reason why Shask and I are looking like that is because I thought it was an earthquake.
I did, too.
And no, well, Sam Lubman running down a hallway to print out these NBA referee profiles here. Oh, yeah,
you said
Gucci,
you
man. Read
them on the computer.
Yeah, I can. I don't know why. It's really strange. But anyway.
Sounds like your producer came through for you.
You did. He just made a lot of noise. Oh, I love Gucci,
well, a caller
man.
Agreed to
all
me.
Right, here's James Williams, a.k.a. Gucci Man. Here's his profile. This is his 14th season in the NBA. He's officiated 756 regular season games. He also has worked 56 playoff games, including 4 NBA Finals games. He ref the All-Star game in 2013 in Houston and 2022 in Cleveland, Ohio. Graduated from Purdue with a bachelor's degree in law, society, and history. The Memphis, Tennessee native enjoys reading, sports, movies, travel, working out, biking. All right, here's some fun facts for Gucci Man.
Uh-huh.
His favorite TV show.
The Wire.
This is why I like him.
Why?
Snowfall.
No way.
Gucci Man loves Snowfall.
No way.
Gucci Man loves Snowfall. His favorite movie, The Shawshank Redemption.
Okay.
Favorite book, 1619. Favorite meal, Soul Food. It's my brother. It's my brother right there. Favorite app, Ref Masters. Most likely place to visit, the continent of Africa. Not Egypt.
Not Morocco.
Not Nigeria.
The
not Sudan.
The whole continent.
Madagascar.
Not South Africa.
Lesotho.
No. It's Africa. Bucket list. Becoming mayor of Chicago. Wow.
Talk about a thankless job.
Yeah. Hopefully he doesn't become the mayor on The Chi. I don't know if you know about that show, but Duda was a former mayor on The Chi, and yeah, he did. He was not good for Chicago. Hidden talent. Throwing a baseball. Gucci Man can throw a baseball.
I thought it was throwing games.
Gucci Man can throw a baseball. All right, here we go.
I want to see Gucci throw a ball. Yesterday, real quick, I know you're going to go more referees, and we got a huge game tonight.
Yeah.
Guru was tweeting at me about some guy hitting a softball like it was the most revolutionary thing he's ever seen. I'm like, yeah, Guru, you should come out on Wednesday nights at Jackson Park. There's a few guys that can hit a ball like that. I'm not saying that guy can't hit. Guy can hit. It's called a cut softball swing.
I was rooting against Bonte. At least Bonte didn't win.
I mean, I made the final for her.
That's what he said. At least Fonte didn't win.
Yeah, I know. See, that's how you know you made it. when people are rooting against you, they get knocked out first.
I lost. I'm out.
I lost. I'm out. I don't know the rules of knockout. And then you root against me. That's what you do. But that's what happens, man. You know, I smacked Guru and Steiny around so much during the days of Jeopardy, it became boring. People are like, it's not fun anymore. Bonte always wins.
Hidden Sorry. Talent, Jeopardy.
Hey, don't hate me, hate the game, baby.
At least Bonte didn't win.
All I do
don't
is,
hate the game,
all
hate the
I
player.
Do is win, 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 no matter what.
Hidden talent, being humble.
Mark Lindsay. Officiated 907 regular season games, 31 playoff games, 60 seasons, blah, 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 blah. He's rep G League. Most memorable assignment, Game 5, 2022 Eastern Conference Finals between the Celtics and Heat. Pennsylvania native. They're always from Pennsylvania, too.
It's received that a one bachelor's little degree. Town.
Yeah.
It's that one little town that Steiny knows exactly what we're talking about.
Yay! All right, Lindsay's married with three children. Enjoys reading, working out, bicycling, and yoga. Favorite TV show, Family Guy. Favorite movie, Shawshank Redemption. That's like three referees.
I don't. Yeah, I don't just believe these stuff? Movie takes.
Favorite musician, Dave Matthews.
Oh my God.
Favorite book, Can't
Play
Hurt
Dave
Me.
Dave Matthews song.
Can't Hurt
so
Me.
So bad.
Favorite app, Apple Podcast. Huh? Most likely place to visit, Rome. Bucket list, family trip to Italy. All right, these are becoming made up. Hidden talent spelling. All right, who's writing these bios?
That's not a talent. What? Something you learn in school.
All right, real quick, Aaron Smith, Westchester University, 2010, bachelor's degree in history. Played one season of varsity basketball. Before becoming a full-time official, he worked as a substitute teacher at a high school and middle school. He spent 3 years as a support staff member for a cyber charter school.
Huh?
Favorite TV show, Top Boy. Guess what his favorite movie is?
Top Boy's hella good, though.
Guess what his favorite movie is?
It's basically Snowfall, but
in England.
London.
Shawshank Redemption, isn't it?
Shawshank Redemption is a favorite movie.
I think these are all.
I swear to God.
They were all filling these out together. Yeah, like, guys, let's all put Shawshank.
Or maybe movie night is just really easy with the refs.
Aaron Smith, his favorite musician, John Legend. Favorite book, Unbroken. Favorite meal, any breakfast meal. Favorite app. The Peloton app. All right, that's cap. Ooh, my favorite application is the Peloton app. Ooh, you can see how many minutes I cycled. How many miles did I ride today?
Sometimes I yell your name.
All right. Most likely place to visit, Thailand and Vietnam. Yeah, I know what Aaron Smith is up to. Bucket list. Compete on Jeopardy.
Just like Pad Thai and Bon Mies.
So do you like this crew against for the Warriors? Do you like
Gucci
this crew?
Man's not that, but...
Does Draymond have any history with any of them?
No, but Gucci Mane did tee him up in OKC earlier this season. Cause
big T or little T?
I think Gucci Mane just does a regular T. But he gives you some leeway. He'll get cursed out for a while. He'll let you curse him out.
He'll
get
let
those
you do
words
some
off.
Ad-libs.
Yeah, no doubt.
And he'll then let, he'll let the beat ride.
Then he'll tell you, be like, hey, that's enough. That's enough. And then he'll tee up. The reason why he teed up Draymond, I believe, in OKC, because Draymond was giving it to Curtis Blair. I mean, he was giving it to Curtis Blair. And Curtis Blair was like, all right, that's enough. You ain't going to be talking to me like that. So then Draymond started talking to Gucci. Gucci said, I got to calm this down. I'm going
to
tee you up.
The one thing that can,
you to do the legal.
The one thing that cannot happen tonight is Draymond has to control himself and be available for the whole game.
You don't think he's going to be fine?
I mean, he is going back to Sacramento, and it's Sabonis, and they have history. So it's fair to think about it.
He went back to Sacramento in Game 5 and had 21. First game back after the suspension.
Okay.
He played big. He played big there. You're listening to the 95.7 Game, KGMZ FM in HD1 San Francisco. Don't forget, you can also watch us every single day on our YouTube and Twitch streams. Just log on and search 95.7 Game. Be sure to like and subscribe to the channel while you are there. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today. You can now download the Odyssey app directly from our YouTube and Twitch pages as we have added the QR code on both pages. Shout out to the Xfinity Mobile text line. I can't believe all three of these dudes like the Shawshank Redemption. It's such cap here.
Have you seen Top Boy?
No, but I've heard great things about
it. It's excellent. There's like a prequel one that I didn't watch. It was in like, I guess on the BBC or something, 10 years ago. And then they came up with another one. And I really enjoyed it. I want to say it's three seasons.
Yeah, I heard Top Boy is really, really,
really good.
Really good. No, seriously, with the Kings and Warriors tonight, I do want to hear from some nervous Warrior fans. who's nervous out there?
Well, I think it's fair because, to have some anxiety.
No, no, I listen, I'm not knocking that.
Yeah.
Don't knock me just because I'm not nervous.
Well, I'll tell you, the more you talk, the more you make me nervous.
Well, I admit to some level of worry.
Yeah, no, I there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's not my normal confidence level.
Right. No, it's, well, you're never confident. You're always worried.
Well, let's, you know, I told you, this is how it works. You know, leading up to it, I play pessimist. Day of, I get fired up.
You're not fired up today.
Oh, I'm fired up.
All right. But no, seriously, I do want to hear from some nervous Warrior fans, because the reality is, if they do lose, the offseason begins tonight.
Mm.
And then the questions are going to be swirling about this basketball team. What do you do with the big three? What do you do with Kuminga? What do you do with Wiggins? What about Kerr? What about Moody? What about Looney? What's it going to look like next year? What's Joe Lacob going to do? Are they big game hunting? Are they big name hunting? Or is LeBron going to come here? I mean, there's all that stuff on the table. If you don't play well for 48 minutes tonight, I don't anticipate that happening. I do believe we'll be talking about a game on Friday, but there is a possibility. So who's nervous about that? Like,
there was a veneer over the Warriors that Warrior fans and a lot of the media, like, well, the big three have never lost a Western Conference playoff series. Like, that was the big talking point. And I was always like, all right, like, yes, that's factually correct. That doesn't mean that you can't lose. And they did lose the play-in, even though Clay wasn't there. So I guess you're right, you know, specifically. But then they lost last year. And I think the way that they lost last year, parts of that veneer are now gone. Now, they still have the championship pedigree and all of that. But they do feel way more vulnerable, just in general. And I feel like the average fan knows that they're more vulnerable than ever before. Like, they just don't have that same mystique about them. And I worry about this one, man. This is a toss-up game. You know, you have a poor shooting performance, you're done. There's zero margin of error. You get in a bunch of foul trouble, you're done. Zero margin of error. You turn the ball over left and right early, and there's a deficit that you can't dig out of because you don't have the normal firepower that you had in years past. You're done. Something happens in the Draymond, you know, with Sabonis. Like, that's a real thing I worry about. You know, you could be done. JK plays terrible, and it limits your options.
You know what about that? I want to get into that. I think JK's a wild card, but I don't think the youngsters are going to determine this game. This is about the vets. This is about the championship court. I want to get into that. Well,
what if Steph has a clunker?
Well, he may. What if he does? We're all done.
They've only had like two games in the last couple months where like Steph had a legitimate clunker and the rest of the guys elevated.
The Dallas game.
Yeah, and that was a great game.
Make sure you don't miss that break.
All right. What's coming up on the game brought to you by Pacific Coast Termite? All your phone calls, 888-957-9570. Who's this game more on? Is it on the vets, Steph Curry? Or do you need a boost from the youngsters? Because I want to get into that here on the other side on the Morning Roast brought to you by Pacific Coast Termite.
I need to do a huge favor.
Now, back to the Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky.
All right, we're ramping up for Kings Warriors. Play-in tournament, 9-10 game, 7 p.m. tip at the Golden 1 Center.
See, I can't argue with you.
Or as they call it up there, the G1C. Kenny Caraway will join us at 8:30. ESPN 1320. Kyle Draper will join us at 9:20. Oh, I can't wait for that. The trash talk will be real. Well, folks, it's the Sacramento Kings, man. The Warriors can't lose to them. And look, as of now, let's just be real.
Well, the Warriors they can.
But no, but what I'm saying is already this has been one of the more disappointing Warrior seasons in recent memory. It has. And they won 46 games. And they won 17-4 in their last 21 road games. And they did have one of the six best road records in Golden State Warrior history since they moved to the Bay Area, at least. How can you wash away that disappointment this year from the Warriors? Does it have to be a second-round playoff appearance? Does it have to be a first-round playoff appearance?
I think, to me, it's getting into the first round at minimum.
We'll wash away any disappointment from
this
season?
No, not any. A lot
it's just
of it.
Minimal.
Yeah, to me, that would be, given what we've seen all year, it would almost feel like overachieving. Just, I'm going off the eyeball test of what I've seen from this team all year, not the expectations before the season started.
So that
you get what I'm saying? Like,
so the expectations when you recalibrated when what? They were 19-24?
Well, early on in the season, before the season started, I was like, I don't know. I just don't know. We'll see. You know, and then they got off to a good start, and I was like, oh, maybe I undersold them. And then it started to go bad. And then just watching the totality of the year, I've felt like they've been behind the eight ball. I didn't think they were a very good team, period. Just not a good team. So to me, not good teams are fringe playoff teams, which is where they are right now. Now, if they were to get into the playoffs and get into the first round, to me, that wouldn't be the big goal of I have the highest payroll of all time and first round exits are not to be tolerated. I totally understand that.
Right.
But given what I saw from this team, it might be an overachievement.
Oof.
Just because I don't think they're a very good team.
Oof.
We saw 82 games.
They've had one of the better records in the last 38 games, which is crazy.
They played a lot of bad teams.
A lot of bad teams.
Not a lot to play for.
I get it.
I mean, how many great wins do they have this year?
Boston, four? Milwaukee, Dallas. That's some good road wins. I think the Toronto game was a good win, considering the travel.
I agree with you,
but Orlando. Like, but no, I'm nitpicking. I'm not disagreeing with you at all. It's been a very up and down regular season for this team, which has led to a disappointing place in the standings. You're the tip seed. What goes into that? Guys missing action. It really hasn't been like major injuries that's derailed this team. But it's just your team hasn't been wholesome.
Yeah.
And so you got all these moving parts. You got all these combinations that just don't fit. And so maybe it's just a badly constructed roster at the end of the day where all the pieces don't fit together.
I don't even know if they don't fit. I just think that we're relying on some of the pieces to a degree that they're miscast as, like, Andrew Wiggins is a great example. I think all of us thinking that he's the most important Warrior coming outside of Steph Curry coming in this year, I don't think we were wrong on that. But clearly, his body of work is the 3 months of 2022, that's the outlier. You know, and I was wrong. Like, he's miscast as a number two. He's not. He'll never be that guy.
Well, maybe not that
consistently.
Guy. But can he be your best two-way player on a team that doesn't have a lot of two-way players? Can he be one of your better? Can he? I mean, who else is a candidate?
He probably still is your best two-way
exactly.
player. But I guess that what I would argue now is I'm learning that's not good enough.
Probably not.
You know,
probably not.
I'm learning that's not good enough.
Probably not. Not at 12.5 points per game. Let's go to Chris in the 707. Chris, what's happening? You're on the roast.
What's up, you guys? Good morning. Love the show. Listen all the time.
Thank you, brother.
Hey, so Warriors, they're definitely going to punk these Kings tonight. I think I understand maybe what Shassi's trying to say, but maybe not. I hope this is what he means, because I lived in San Diego for a few years, huge Niner fan. And, you know, Chargers had no bearing on me, but it was during the years of LT and everything. They were having fun. It was fun to be kind of just a part of the low root form from afar.
You're breaking up, Chris. Call us back. Call us back when you get a chance.
So
go ahead, call us back, Chris.
So, I guess what I was saying is very simple to me. It's like, okay, let's say Joe Shasky, which I wouldn't do, but picks up and moves to, for this hypothetical, let's say San Diego. And my kid isn't 10 years old. If he's already a formulated Giants fan, this is a different equation. But we go down to San Diego, and everybody's a San Diego Padre fan. And yeah, maybe dad's a Giants fan. But if the Padres become good, and my kid's growing up around all Padre fans, and he starts liking the Padres and watching them, like, I get it. I'm not saying it's exactly what I would do in every situation, but I get it. I get wanting to be a part of it.
Yeah.
You don't, and that's okay.
I understand. I mean, hey, look, to me, my kid will be around nothing but Niners gear, Giants gear, and Warriors gear. Yeah, we could move to Texas. We could move to Florida. We could move to North Dakota. We could move to North Carolina. Don't really give a damn. We could move to Sacramento. Hell, got affordable houses up there.
Baby Chaz, you're not rooting. You're rooting for the Niners, Giants, and the Warriors.
Well, one thing I've learned.
Into it. I'm not going to force it.
Yeah, I was going to say, one thing I've learned is that, you know, kids will reject
right.
if you try to force something on them.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. It'll happen organically, though. I got faith in that. I have faith in that. By the way, some breaking news. This is real breaking news.
Okay.
This is real breaking news. Milwaukee Bucks are prepared to be without Giannis Antetokounmpo for the start of their opening round series against the Indiana Pacers. But they're hopeful that treatment on his left calf strain will allow him to return sometime later in the series. This doesn't sound like good news for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Is this the last we've seen of Giannis in a Bucks jersey?
I don't know. He's
it's
just
been
had
a
an
nightmare
extension,
season.
Boy, it's been a nightmare season. Damian Lillard, I'm sure it's a nightmare for him.
I mean, it's
this is not good. This is not good. This is not good. It's not good at all. So the Bucks could be done. 888-957-9570 is the number. What is the key matchup tonight for the Golden State Warriors in the Sacramento key game? Like, we were just talking about the youngsters and Kuminga and Podziemski and TJD. If this game comes down to them having to produce, then I don't think that's right. This comes down to me to the big dogs. Steph has to be right. But so does Clay. And so does Wiggins. And so does Draymond. So, you know, when a lot of people say, well, we need this from Kuminga. We need this from Pods. No. This is their first ever game. I expect some mistakes from these guys. This is high-level basketball, high stakes, road game, sold-out house, playoff environment. Asking Pods and TJD to exceed whatever they've done so far in the regular season, I think is completely unfair.
Yeah, but haven't they been a big part of why they're even in the 10 seed?
I think they've been a part of it. A big part? What's a big part?
Well, I mean, Podziemski's fifth most on the team in minutes per game.
Plays a lot of minutes.
Kuminga's right behind him. It's at like seven. So they're three of your top eight pieces. I think everyone would agree. Like, yes. Your top seven or eight players, essentially, on a night-to-night basis this year, Kuminga and Podziemski have been a part of it. And recently, so is TJD. Like, three of your top eight dudes. The other five are seasoned veterans.
But would you be surprised if these guys struggled in this environment?
No, I wouldn't be surprised
like,
if they struggled.
Let's make this my equation.
Play.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying don't play them. I'm not saying don't play them. And, like, have a quick hook if you need to. Look, if they make mistakes because they've never been in this environment before.
JK
last year, the second round, hell, they didn't have many alternatives last season. And JK got the quick hook. Hell, what game was it? Game five or game six? Jordan Poole and DiVincenzo didn't even play in the fourth quarter. And they were two of your most seven, eight trusted players last season on that team.
Yeah,
I mean, Steve Kerr and his rotations, he may have a quick hook for these guys. What I'm saying is,
so what
saying,
they're like going to play. Playing 36, 37?
Yeah, he's going to have to play 36, yeah. 37 if the game
how
gets tight.
How many is Clay? What do you
mean? 32, hopefully, and Draymond 32, 33.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But what I'm saying, look, I'm not disagreeing that they're going to see minutes.
Pod CJD is
going to play. I'm not saying that at all. Yeah. It's not what I'm getting into. But what I'm saying is, don't expect them to carry a team.
Well,
don't expect them to have monster
fall
games.
Fall or rise
right.
because of the top five players on the team.
I expect mistakes from guys who had never been in a situation before. This is a tough ask. You're part of a team. You're part of a core. We know the expectations and the pressure. All the pressure is on the Golden State Warriors.
Think about what happened with Keegan last year. He wasn't good until, what, game three or four?
Wasn't good until game four.
Game four. Okay. For some reason, I thought maybe he came.
Maybe he had a couple moments in game three.
Game three. Maybe I'll.
Maybe game three, but they were getting blown out, remember?
Yeah, but
he
did he hit a couple buckets
he got
late.
Got some buckets, but game four, he was really good.
Yeah, really good. So, but it took him a while, and he had a lot of run that entire year with that Kings team. So, yeah, I hear you on all that, but I think the way this team is constructed, they do need some. One of the three youngsters is going to have a good game.
One of them has to pop.
I don't even know about pop, but just a good game. Like, whether it's Trace, whether it's Kuminga, whether it's Pods, one of them's going to have to make some plays.
How you defend the Fox tonight?
See, to me, I throw the kitchen sink at him. Like, Wiggins, But at the same time, I need Wiggins' offense, but I also don't want him to get in foul trouble with Kuminga on him. But I worry about Kuminga on De'Aaron Fox in foul trouble. You know, the silly fouls, leaving your feet, not closing out properly.
Yeah, I don't know about Kuminga in this situation against De'Aaron Fox.
But who
this
else
is where the GP2 loss hurts.
Yes.
So maybe he tried to steal some minutes with Moses Moody defensively. Maybe he has to play. Because if De'Aaron Fox, like, for example, you get Pods out there.
I don't think
you can zone them either. If you get Pods out there. And he has to guard De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah, I don't like that matchup.
I don't like that matchup either for the youngster.
But I don't think you can go zone against this team strictly because of their three-point shooting.
No, zone is a dead giveaway to we can't play man defense.
Exactly.
We can't defend at the point of attack. And then you're going to have a long night. You got to take the head off the snake. And it starts with Wiggins on Fox. Shadow Wiggins' minutes with De'Aaron Fox's minutes. Whenever Fox leaves the game, Wiggins can leave the game. Whenever Fox is on the floor, I need Wiggins on the floor. Straight up. That has to be his assignment, one-on-one. Don't even worry about offense. We're going to give you the ball here and there to give you some touches here and there. But Wiggins, to me, has to be locked up. He has to lock up De'Aaron Fox. Keep the 2 feet out the paint. Keep him from going downhill. He goes out the game, Wiggins goes out the game. De'Aaron Fox goes to the scorer's table. I need Wiggins at the scorer's table. I don't know if they have the assets tonight without GP2 to throw another body on De'Aaron Fox. I really don't.
Yeah, I keep coming back to the X factor offensively. For me, like, it's Klay Thompson. When Klay is hitting, they're just a different team. When he's hitting, everything opens up offensively. You have to guard everyone across the board. I feel like the vibe of the team is different. Then you get that little two-man game with him and Trayce Jackson going. And you expect a certain output from Steph Curry. The Klay Thompson shooting being on point is very important. And I think that he can ride the wave. And I think he changes the dynamic of their half-court offense when he's hitting.
Let's go to Chris in the 707 is back. He's back. What up, Chris?
Sorry, guys. I was rolling down the Cotati grid. Lost you a second. I agree with Shasky. I think it might be a Klay game tonight. But my point was only that I lived in San Diego for a while, and, you know, when the Chargers won, the city came alive a little bit at the time. And when they lost, everybody was kind of down. And so I got into just pulling for the Chargers because it had no bearing on my team. And so, you know, I'd go to the bar with my boys and they'd be pulling for the Chargers and I'd be rooting for them to win because then everybody was happier and it was more fun. But I tell you what, if I live in Dallas or Green Bay or LA or one of those areas, I ain't doing the same thing. But the Chargers, I get with that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If I lived in Sacramento, sure, if the Warriors weren't playing or whatever, I could say, okay, cool, if they win, maybe everybody's happier. Like, that's fine, and you kind of pull for them. But my kid ain't wearing no Kings jersey, no Dallas jersey. They're wearing my Niner jersey, Debo jersey. Let's go.
Let's go Dubs tonight. Let's go get that win.
Let's
go, Chris. Yeah, I ain't jumping off no bandwagons if I move. That's all I'm saying. I understand if that's what you do, that's what you do. I get New Age fans are different. New Age fans are different. They set hop all the time. I seen so many Bay Area Patriot fans, it drove me sick. How the hell did you become a Patriot fan living in San Francisco? Before League Pass, all of a sudden Tom Brady comes around. Oh, let's root for the Patriots. Great, I guess.
But your point is right there. There are going to be a lot of people who are Steph Curry fans, like Jordan, like Kobe, like Tom Brady, who aren't going to be Warrior fans 15 years from now.
Oh, I know. I know. I don't know what to say about that.
But
do you?
But here's what I would say. We've drafted off that as a fan right. base, and it's been able to afford them the highest luxury tax bill of all time.
I guess.
What do
I
you guess. Mean you guess?
I guess. I guess the bandwagon fans have a lot to do with that. I don't.
Well, no, they help. I'm not saying that they're everything.
Right. It is pretty crazy, like, because Kobe, obviously, one team. Jordan, I know he played for the Wizards, but really, it was the Bulls, one team. Right? LeBron. Like, there's people with three or four different LeBron jerseys in their closet. Like, and he changed his number a couple of times. Like, think about that. That's crazy.
I know.
Cavs.
Those
to me are Steph stands or LeBron stands. Those aren't real fans to me. They're player fans. They're not team fans. So, to me, I'm like, great. Awesome. You're a Steph stan. You won't be a Warrior fan 15 years from now. Great. Whatever. That's what you got to live with. I couldn't live with Sam Hoppin as a fan. Like, you get your, that's the fandom. That's the thing about fandom. That's so great. You stick with your roster through the thick and thin. Through thick and thin.
Yeah.
They go down the drain, you go down the drain with them.
Yeah, but like 9, 10, 11, 12 year olds, they blow like the wind when it comes to their allegiances.
I was a Warrior fan all those years.
You're different. I'm just saying the modern kid the Giants were all over the place.
The Giants weren't that good. They had a couple years that popped, but they weren't that good.
You also didn't have MLB, you know, the app where you could search any team out. And it's different. Like, it's just different.
Well, I'll agree. Sorry, I'm going to cut you off there, Shasta, but I do agree with that. The ability to watch other teams around the country, it does change things. Like, I remember growing up as a kid, I had Giants games, but I also had a lot of Braves games because they were always on TBS. So, like, I mean, I'm not saying I became
a Braves fan.
No, I didn't become a Braves fan, but like, I became kind of familiar with the Braves.
Oh, yeah, you become familiar. Like, I watched all those Braves games.
My buddy Mike C, diehard Braves.
But I watched those Braves games to hate them. I rooted against them every single game.
Because they're really, really good.
But I was watching just baseball. So...
But to Shasky's point, though, it's very easy to, like, if you just, you stumble across a random team, Milwaukee Bucks, and then, all right, I guess you just kind of fall down that rabbit hole and become a Bucks fan. I'm saying, like, I could see how that might happen.
You know what? That's bad parenting, then.
Oh, I threw the Bucks out as an example.
No. This whole hypothetical is bad parenting. This is bad parenting.
So what would you say about Guru's fandom?
I mean, you know how I feel about that. You don't have to ask me that. The guy grew up in Union City. He's a Cowboy fan and a Pittsburgh Pirate fan and an L.A. Laker fan.
At least Bonte
didn't win. Warrior game. Go to St. Warrior fan. And what else? Who else does he root for? Who's his hockey team? I mean, come on, man. Like, I'm not shaming fans. Do you? I'm just saying, I wouldn't do that. Saying, I don't roll like that. Now, if you roll like that, more power to you. I don't roll like that.
I am very interested to see what the breakdown is in that stadium tonight, Warriors-Kings fans. I am interested to see how many Warrior fans are in the building.
Is E-40 going to be there tonight?
Oh, I forgot about that.
He hasn't been up there since that situation.
I forgot about that.
That's right.
they're on the chat saying, right. My Baltimore Orioles.
No, that's all a joke. I haven't watched one full Oriole game all season.
Give them that last highlights. 2 months that Gunnar Henderson got with the Orioles last year. Audie Ruchman, who we're going to see in the home run derby.
Your boy made a ridiculous catch in center field yesterday. I tagged you on it.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I haven't watched one full Oriole game. I watched every single Giants game, though. I roll with the Giants, despite them stinking it up. The big win yesterday, though. Let's go to Ryan in San Bernardino. San Bernardino, home of the San Bernardino Junior College Wolverines. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, I'm a transplant, so I can't, like, really back them up and stuff like that. But what's up, guys? I call you guys every once in a while.
What's up, man?
Hey, I wanted to chime in, bro, because I'm a Bulls fan, and what you guys are saying about Steph Curry, like the fans that will not be Warriors fans after he retires, I can relate to that. Like, I'm a Bulls fan. It sucks, but I'm a Bulls fan, obviously, because of Michael Jordan. I was able to successfully brainwash my daughter to be a Niner fan. She's, like, so dope with it. Like, I cry for her when we lose big games. But I told her, I said, tread lightly with the Bulls. I don't know if you want to be a Bulls fan. Because it's painful. We never win. But she's a Bulls fan, too. She rocks at Notre Dame. And it's just cool, man. The fandom, you can't be set hopping like my boy said. That's all I really wanted to say.
No, but, that I agree with. That I agree with.
Fandom. Fandom is so weird. It's because, you know what? I'm not going to lie. I'm glad I went to journalism school to kind of get both sides of the equation, mm-hmm. to kind of just take a step back from fandom and to see what fandom is. Fandom is insane. It's all type of, it's all acceptable. That's what I gather from fans. There's a lot of fans who think they are entitled and they have a lot of self-worth to the team. There's some fans who think they're actually on the team.
I think what perfectly encapsulates like the ridiculousness of fandom is next Thursday in the NFL draft.
Ugh.
You have no idea no what clue. Any no, of these none. Players are going to do.
Think about
and
it.
And you're going to get people booing a player who might be generational.
Donovan McNabb.
I didn't know who the hell Khalil Mack was from Buffalo.
I know.
I wanted Johnny Football. Boy, was I wrong.
Brock yeah. Purdy. There Trey you Lance. Go. Think about all those it's things.
Crazy.
Unbelievable. Fandom. Fandom, fandom, fandom. All right. Monty Poole joined Stridey and Goo yesterday. Lutman brought this cut up on a show call yesterday. So I'll play it. Will it be a failure if the Warriors lose in the first round? Of course it would be.
To me, if they lose, this season has been a disaster. Everything from the Chris Paul acquisition was all about the postseason. They didn't bring in Chris Paul because they wanted to win 55 games. They brought in Chris Paul so that when we get to the postseason, we have a guy on our bench who can lead our bench crew that's reliable, low-turnover guy, high-assist guy, an orchestrator, an organizer. And so if they're one and done, that's a colossal failure. To me, they got to get through at least two games. And I know the second game's going to be a lot tougher. But if they don't, to me it says, okay, guys, it's time to start turning the page.
Even if the Warriors do get through these two games, and say they lose in the first round to Oklahoma City, would that still be deemed as a failure in your opinion? To me, that would be a failure.
So what? Well, anything short of what? Western Conference Finals?
Yeah, at least got to make a run and push the second round series deep into the second round. Losing the second round is 6-7 games. Okay, it's not necessarily a success, but it's not a total failure. If you get what I'm saying.
No, I
you
do.
You know what I'm saying? But you get back to the point you were at last year, and depending on how the games look, you're like, all right, considering what the roster looked like and how old they were, I can live with that. If they lose, they don't even make the first round. And if they lose in the first round, to me, that's a colossal disappointment.
Why? Are you going back to the before the season started expectations? Yeah,
absolutely. Okay? Absolutely.
Because everything that we've watched 5 months.
But not only that, it's also what the players have said and what the coaches said. Steve Kerr said over and over, I believe we can make some noise. I believe we can make some noise. Draymond Green, we don't fear anybody. Stephen Curry, we just want a shot. Klay Thompson, we just want a shot.
Well, we just want a shot is different from we have a championship core that can make a run. Like,
well,
I expect the coach to make statements like that. I'm not mad at Steve Kerr for having faith in. What's he supposed to say? Hey, we're doomed? You know, like I expect that kind of stuff. And why would they in their own minds, why would they ever admit defeat like
well,
that?
Well, they shouldn't admit defeat. But when you look at the payroll and you look at the roster and you look at the players, and I get what the Western Conference looks like now.
Yeah.
It's still a disappointment when you pay this much money for a roster.
Yes, going back to the preseason and before the season started, expectations, there's no doubt. And given the tax bill, absolutely. And so to me, when he says, like, turn the page, I don't know what he means by turn the page, Monty Poole. And I would like to have maybe an elaboration on that. Does he mean, because Steve Kerr's here for the next 2 years. Steph Curry's here for the next 2 years. Draymond the next three. Turn the page means major changes and the entire era. I don't think Warrior fans are ready for that. I think retool or, you know, completely reimagine the team around Steph Curry, I'm here for that. I mean, turn the page means end this run and trade Steph? No, I don't think anyone's ready for that. I'm not.
Monty Poole did say that the dynasty ended back in 2019. I want to hear this cut.
Let's not get into the dynasty talk because the dynasty is already over. That ended in 2019. Yeah, they won a championship since, but dynasty sort of implies that you are winning. You're in the thick of it every single year, like the Spurs were. They didn't win, 20 championships, but they were a dangerous team for all those years. So I think what's at stake for the Warriors is that they got to figure out who they are as a team. 82 games usually is enough to figure that out, but in this instance, it's not.
Yeah, which is wild. We still don't know who the Warriors are. We still don't know who they are. They've had a good run to end the season. Obviously, 17-4 in their last 21 road games, but I'm kind of with Monty. I still don't know who they are, which is why I expect the unexpected tonight. No result would surprise me. Honestly, would it be some? If they win by 10, wouldn't surprise me. If they win by 5, wouldn't surprise me. If they lost by 5, wouldn't surprise me. If they lost by 10 or more, wouldn't surprise me. Nothing would surprise me with this basketball team with what I've seen over the first 82 games of the season. Just wouldn't.
There are some scenarios in my mind that would surprise me.
Like what?
Ejections and things like that.
No, I'm just talking about results, win losses, the result of the game. Like,
I mean, they've lost in some pretty wild.
You're worried about Draymond Green getting ejected? I'm not worried about that.
It's a one game.
I'm not worried about Draymond getting ejected. You know, I'm not worried about him getting ejected.
You can have guys foul out. I mean, like in these one game scenarios, anything can happen.
Yeah, I mean. Absolutely.
That's all. I mean,
I'm saying nothing would surprise me though.
But doesn't okay.
Ejections would surprise you?
Yeah. Every time something like that happens, like yes, I get surprised. Situational basketball. 30 seconds to go. Not hitting a bucket. Not fouling a guy when you're up 3. I mean, they've lost in every way.
Right. Which is why nothing would surprise me.
Fouling a guy, he hits both free throws, he goes nothing to overtime, they lose anyway.
Now, an ejection would surprise me in this instance. Okay. I would be shocked if Draymond Green got ejected from this basketball game. Shocked. I don't think he's going to get ejected. Come on. I'm not even baked in. If that happens, then we're having a different conversation tomorrow. I don't know.
I don't think people are prepared. If this is Clay's last game, I don't think people are prepared for that. 12, 13 years? I don't think people are prepared for that. I think people talk about it, and then you get right up to it.
Well,
and then, I don't know, man.
Well, no, I mean, from doing all the talking we've done the last 2 years, I think a lot of people are ready for that. I think a lot of people are ready for change. I do. I really do. I think people, you brought it up about a month ago, that you just want something new, that you want to reset, maybe. And maybe it's time to reset. I think a lot of people want that. I don't know. Here's Ramona Shelburne on Willard and Dibbs. Let's talk about the Warriors and what they will do this offseason, especially if they lose early on in the playoffs or the play-in tournament.
I'm curious about whether they take a big swing because they certainly have the ammo to do it. They have the draft picks, they have young players, they have good, couple contracts they could trade. And there's some very interesting trade candidates out there. Like, they are always in the market for stars. There are going to be some stars this summer that might be available. I'm thinking more front court rather than back court because you already have Steph and Clay. I assume Clay Thompson will figure something out. I just can't see the Warriors without him. But yeah, I could be wrong. Maybe Orlando throws a bag at him. I don't know. I think Clay stays. And then the big question is Chris Paul. Like, Chris Paul's been great for them when he's been healthy. I know they really like him. If he comes back, how does he come back? You know, does he come back with the contract he's under? You know, do they renegotiate something? Is there an opportunity to get him for a lesser cost? Like, what would he think of that? Does he have a market elsewhere? Like, that's all. Those are the two that I have the biggest questions about. Like, what do they do going forward? But I wouldn't be surprised at all if they go big game hunting again.
Some front court stars might be available. Mm. Do tell. Mm-hmm. We want names.
I know you do. I'm gonna let that one sit.
Ah.
You're gonna have to figure that out. You're gonna have to figure that one out.
Well,
one of them we've already reported on. One of them, they tried to get LeBron at the deadline.
So that's what may happen to the offseason. But can you hold off the offseason for a couple games? Can you win this game tonight? On paper, I think the Warriors are gonna win. I do. But I thought that a lot this season on paper, that the Warriors are going to win a lot of basketball games. They're going to win Friday against New Orleans.
Is this a game where you employ more or less of the pick and roll that they've started to employ more of in the last month?
I think you get away with read and react in this system, but I do love me a good high ball screen.
Yeah.
I do love me some high ball screens to mix that up. Because one thing against New Orleans, what they did, that New Orleans did a great job of, is getting to the passing lanes, deflecting passes, doubling him, and again, making him work offensively to where you don't get into your sets until there's about 16, 15 seconds left on the shot clock. That's a big deal. And then you're disrupting the rhythm of that read-and-react offense. So I don't mind some high ball screens, especially if you get Steph on Sabonis. You get Steph on HB. I love those matchups.
Well, HB is someone we haven't talked about. The last time they played, he went crazy.
39 points.
That, you gotta think that. I mean, that you want to talk about surprising results. That surprised me.
Hey, he'll be motivated. Game of his life. He'll be fired up tonight, because what if he does get that matchup again against Klay Thompson? And Harrison Barnes feels really good against Klay Thompson.
Well, he kept backing him down, right, and then he took him outside. And I mean, yeah, you're right. He does like that matchup. I feel like Klay's a better defender, though, this time around. Like, 3 months ago, he wasn't playing the greatest defense. I feel like he is actually playing good defense, and I think having TJD underneath has actually really helped him.
Yeah, no, he's in a better headspace, too.
Yes.
During that last time against the Keys, Klay was all over the place, yeah, mentally.
That's now
he's
point.
Back. Now he's in a great headspace. So I do expect him to. But who else is going to step up? Second? That's why I got the Warriors winning this game. You know Fox is going to get his. But if you make Fox work, you can make him a high volume shooter. Sabonis, I think Draymond and Looney got Sabonis in their back pocket. I really do. It's Sabonis. Nobody's worried about him down here. I'm not.
Well, I worry about him getting the bigs in foul trouble. So, yeah, I do worry about it.
Well, I don't. I mean, he may get some fluky calls. They already complained about the referees up there. Maybe some cheap ones. But you got TJD, Looney. And if you need to burn some fouls with Sarge, you got Sarge to do that. You got 18 fouls between the three guys. Not really worried about Sabonis. But those other guys, the ancillary pieces, is Trey Lyles, is Davion Mitchell, is Keon Ellis, who, I'm telling you, Keon Ellis is a good player. I like Keon Ellis a lot. I do. And then Keegan Murray. Like, their ancillary pieces. Are they going to go crazy at home? Because they always say role players play better at home.
I mean, Trey Lyles, like, I worry about him. He's had a couple of good games against the Warriors where he hits from the outside, and then he starts attacking the hoop. He gets kind of nasty underneath. I think he's a guy that they need to have an off night against. But not having Malik Monk was the guy I feared the most, because he was instant points. There was a swagger and a confidence. Right. He would hit from the outside. He'd attack. He'd get a lot of and-ones. I mean, he was really good against the Warriors every time. And they held him in check early on, but it felt like he had figured something out.
Now, Monk's tough. It's a big loss for them. Hell, if they have Malik Monk, they're probably not even in the play-in. Warriors are probably playing the Lakers or the Pelicans or the Suns.
Well, I'm interested about that Pelicans-Lakers game before. I want to see how that one plays out.
You think LeBron's going to play chess and try to avoid the Denver Nuggets? I don't see that happening.
I think that's poor karma.
You think that they would actually go out there and do that?
No, I don't. And I think people...
Doesn't make sense when you've lost like 8 straight to Sacramento and Sabonis just owns that matchup. And you've lost 3 straight to the Warriors. Why would you want to do that?
And why would you want to play an extra game?
Exactly. That's the part that makes zero sense.
To me, the competitor in you, why would you want to play? Why would you want to flirt with that?
Well, and if Anthony Davis, and all reports he's probably going to play today, if he's relatively healthy and LeBron's relatively healthy, do it in the first round against the Nuggets.
Is he on the injury report?
The back.
Well, he had spasms. He left the game. Because Larry Nance, did you watch the game at all? Larry Nance like shoved him when he was going up at the end of the game, kind of. AD thought it was dirty. But, yeah.
When did he leave the game? The game was out of hand, right? Yeah.
Like last 6 minutes he walked off, like, of the game time, not like the end of the game.
Yeah, back.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, AD.
My back and my eye.
Come on, AD. Come on, man. So is LeBron playing chess? He wouldn't do that. I don't think he'd do that. I don't think he'd do that. Take a game.
Also, less rest after that.
Right.
Then you'd go Sunday, Friday, Sunday.
Yeah, and then go up against one of the most athletic young teams that's been fresh.
That's been waiting.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. I don't like that at all. So the Kings, how about this, Shasky? Since March 1st, they have the third best defensive efficiency in the NBA. I can't believe that.
They ended up finishing the season, what, 16th in defensive rating?
Yeah, but they've right been behind the Warriors. They've been better since March 1st. February, they were awful.
Well, then let's ask Kenny Caraway exactly why.
Yeah, I think Keon Ellis.
Well, I know that.
I think Keon Ellis is a big, big factor here. Nobody's talking about him.
Well, you brought him up for 2 days straight. Yeah, so you're bringing him up.
That's it, though, but nobody nationally. Nobody listens to me, but the people who. The folks who people listen to haven't brought him up. Well, I don't think people listen to me when it comes to basketball breakdowns. Just joking, man. We're so serious today. You're nervous. I can feel your nervous energy from across the room, Shasky. I really can, man.
I am shook.
It's the Warriors, man. We really think you're losing this game? They're not losing this game to Sacramento, man. Come on.
I was worried.
I feel nervous energy, Shasky. We got to get this. Where's my ring wearing at?
No,
we
got to turn this thing up. No 10 seed has ever made the playoffs.
We got to turn this up, man. We got to turn this up. Turn this up, man. Come on. This nervous shit. There's no reason to be nervous. We're not playing.
No reason to be nervous.
We're not playing.
It's a do or die playing game.
You know, here's how I think about it. You know, honest to God, here's how I think about it. They win. Oh, it's awesome. We get to talk about one more basketball game. We can talk about how they could play OKC in the first round. Boy, if they lose, then it sets off an offseason full of content galore. We're not going to run out of material when it comes to the Warriors offseason.
Wait a minute.
So in terms of our business, it's a win-win situation, folks. They win? Great. They lose? Well, we know what our show's going to be about for the next month and a half, 2 months.
Giants baseball with Sam Loveman.
No, it won't be that. Nobody's, like, come on. The Warriors are winning tonight. 888-957-9570. Too much nervous energy in the studio today. I'm getting a little uncomfortable. I really am. Go to the injury report. I'm injured. My psyche's injured because of these jazzies.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
We're the guys who got people fired up for 49ers football on overtime, pre and post game. What the hell are we doing right now,
Shasky? The last time I felt like this was the Detroit game, and the first half, I think we all felt
they ended up winning the game, though. I was nervous for Green Bay. You guys were talking smack about Green Bay. And then Green Bay had y'all, oh my God. Trying to tell y'all Jordan Love was coming. Warriors will be without GP2 against the Kings and the Pelicans or the Lakers. Yeah, I'm already counting Friday's game. It's going to be out Friday night, too, folks. He'll be out tonight. Warriors get past the Kings, and he'll be out Friday night. Should they advance to the first round, he'll be reevaluated over the weekend. So maybe he'll be available for. See, I'm going to get cocky there. Get the hell with it. Hopefully, GP2's back for OKC. That's what I'm going to say right now. The hell with it. What do I got to lose? All right? I'm not living my life being worried or scared anymore. I'm not scared about the Sacramento Kings. The Golden One Center. Oh, my God. I'm so nervous. Oh, my God. The Kings. Please. Not living my life like that.
Cowbells?
Oh, my God. The Cowboys. Oh, the Cowbells. Oh, my God. The Cowbells. Oh, Cowbells. Sacramento. Come on, man. You're really nervous over the Sacramento Kings?
No, I'm more nervous about the Warriors, which have been in like a lava lamp of failure and success all year.
They'll be
just
fine.
Shape shifting every minute of every game.
Curry's going to go off on this team, man. Come on.
One minute I'm like, they're going to rip off another championship. The next minute I'm like, yeah, they're not even going to make playoffs.
Well, I don't know why you guys are talking championship.
Well, when you have a $280 million payroll,
can't talk championship. Oh, man. Come on, wake up. Let's go, Dub Nation. The injury report brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. Let's turn this energy up, man. What's coming up in the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. Are Warrior fans really nervous? I want to hear from them. Why are you nervous, Warrior fans? I feel a lot of nervous energy out there. Feel a lot of it. Why? I want to hear from you. 888-957-9570. That's coming up on the Rust.
And I was worried.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.